This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
Anytime someone says, how can I get better at this? How can I progress? Remember that the way that we progress is practice the behaviors, learn from the behaviors, and implement those behaviors. So one of the difficulties that we have in not only identifying the genetic and energetic inheritance is understanding that good behavior does have an instant result, but it's not the one that we are aware of. Good behavior always has a result. It's called good progress. So any behavior that's aligned with where you want to be or better, I want to get stronger, I want to eat better, I want to learn how to make more money, be better at, you know, dancing, golf, whatever you want to be better at, good behavior in that trajectory of what I want, who I can help, who can help me, and how to get that done, in the consistent, persistent pursuit of that creates good progress towards that or better. Because we can't understand or know outcomes, therefore we're always judging outcomes, thinking they're good or bad, or they're aligned or not with where we're at. They're actually indicators. The outcomes that you have are indicators to help your behavior, to help your progress, to get to where you want to be or better, accelerate where you're going to be or better. And so what we have to realize is when I want to get better at something, I need to practice it. Practice means enjoying the consistent, persistent pursuit of your own potential, not what other people want, what's missing or you don't have. And remember, I say enjoyment because if you practice there and progress, there's gonna be a ton of shit that you don't like or don't love or other people don't like or don't love about your behavior. All of those things are a force to stop you from enjoying the practice. Practice is defined as consistent, persistent pursuit of whatever outcome or better that you want. And so if we realize that these things, the enjoyment is the most important, because I'll tell you what happens in the conscious continuum, is that if you learn to love or enjoy what you don't like, if you learn to love or enjoy what you don't love, and if you love to enjoy what other people don't like or other people don't like about your behavior, and you do it consistently every day, persistently without quit in the pursuit of your potential, it'll tell you all its secrets. It'll give you the cheat codes. Now, I don't know how to play Fortnite. I know there's maybe a billion people on earth that do out of the 8 billion that exist. At least the valuations seem to tell me that. But I promise you one thing. If my 13-year-old son would give me the cheat codes to that game, it wouldn't take me very long to be the best Fortnite player in the world. Things get easy, not dis-easy. And so how do we get the cheat codes? How do we get it? Enjoying what you don't enjoy, enjoying what you don't like, enjoying what you don't love, and other people don't like it, love or enjoy, and not giving a shit what other people think. It's none of your business. What is your business is to pay attention to and give intention to the behaviors that will create the progress towards what you want or better. And enjoy it along the way. There is no, I know Chris Gardner, my friend who did the movie, he hates this, and I think you've been with him in Chicago with me, right? There is no pursuit of happiness. Happiness is the pursuit. When you learn to be happy with the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential, not what other people think, or not what's missing, what you don't have, the historical relevances, void, shortages, obstacles, mistakes of the past. I promise you, if you can give that meaning to your past in alignment with your behaviors, the progress that you have will aggregate more of the same progress. It'll accelerate the progress and it'll provide you an exponentiality of the results. 1 + 1 turns into 1 + 2 + 4 + 8 + 16. You got to have two things to shorten that distance. One is wisdom. So you're seeking help. That's how we get wisdom and faith. There is only one road that's clear to what you want, and it's one full of wisdom and faith. You can go down the road of what other people think. You can go down the road of mistakes, failures, setbacks, negativity. You can go down that road. It's not going to bring you what you want or better. It's going to bring you more worry, more anxiety, more of what you don't want, more of what other people want for you. You will get what other people want for you. You're going to get what they like and what they don't like. It has nothing to do with the pursuit of what you want. Or better, because we don't know right? We're always, when you get into abundance, one of the lessons you have to learn, because you'll go through this and start analyzing, where am I living in the world of not enough? So because there's certain areas that we do it, we think we're abundant because we give a lot. No, you're still scarce on food. You live in not enough with food. That's why you're fat, right? Or you live in not enough about, you know, your time. Or it could be anything. And then there's areas where you live in the just enough world. And then there's areas that you live in the more than enough world, more than enough for everything. So we learn how to keep on progressing into more enough. And how do we do that? I used to tell people, identify fear. And then I realized, I went to therapy because I was abused as a 9-year-old. And I didn't realize how it was impacting me energetically and genetically until I was older and on my own unraveling. And then I'm like, shit, I'm screwing up so many people, because it takes a long time to identify what you're afraid of. Because it's easy to identify what you're afraid of outside of you. You might be afraid of heights, or, you know, a saber-toothed tiger running by your cave. That's pretty obvious. But like, if you're afraid of relationships because, or being intimate or whatever, sorry, right? That's a lot of work. So how can I give a cheat code to helping people through understanding? It's actually identifying the reaction you have to fear, because you don't even have to know what you're afraid of, but you can immediately know the reaction to it, because the reaction to fear is an ego-based consciousness to protect you from why I got choked up. So it's the need to be what? Separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, worried. So instead of telling people, hey, identify fear inside, outside, past and future, don't do it. Identify the reaction to fear and then stop. Remind yourself where you want to be or better. Remind yourself of abundance. Recollect with your source. Remind and remember it, and then roll in the right trajectory of where you want to be or better. And you'll realize when you get to something that you're already abundant at, your only thing to maximize abundance, because abundance means what? Omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing, infinite, unified system of everything for everyone. So if you have areas of your life where you are abundant, then what you have to do is focus in on what thoughts, beliefs, feelings, actions, and words are limiting me, even though I'm abundant, and which ones serve me best. Because when you understand true abundance, if you live in infinite, more than enough of everything for everyone, you're a human being, you'll start realizing that every thought, belief, word, action, and feeling I have is limited from abundance. So then you can switch to which ones serve me and which ones don't. So I'll give you an example. When I was 18, motorcycles are dangerous. That's a limiting belief. There's a world of everything for everyone. Motorcycles aren't good or bad. They just are part of abundance. Well, in my life at 18, that limiting belief does not serve me, right? They don't serve me. At 56, with a whole bunch of people I love and care about, and living in California, where 100% of the people that drive a motorcycle to work for 3 years crash, I have a limiting belief that serves me. Me. Doesn't serve the cat out in the middle of the desert in soft sand that's riding around every day, getting a huge amount of joy. That limiting belief does not serve him, but it serves me in my particular reality, yeah, or participation in my perception. So as we identify not enough, just enough, or more than enough, realize that the things that even that we live in more than enough, now it's the counterintuitive approach of, okay, all my beliefs, feelings, words, thoughts are limiting. Which ones serve me best according to the weather, the in-laws, the fat tires, the circumstances that exist today for me?